Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast. I'm so glad you decided to watch, listen, read, etc. Do it all to catch up on this amazing speaking tips podcast, where I always try and give lots of information to women in business or working their side hustle or doing a mixture of them all. If you're going to be a woman working in corporate where you need to speak effectively in the business format, this podcast is for you. And of course, I'm going to ask you to listen, enjoy all of the podcasts, but you know the drill. I ask, beg, plead you to subscribe, click the notifications button, give me a thumbs up, write a nice 5-star review for me as well, wherever you listen on Spotify, iTunes, whichever platform you pick, all right? Let's crack into this podcast. Okay, welcome all listeners. I'm so excited today for today's podcast guest. Now, some of you may know her, some of you may not. Now, her name is Lucy Barkas, and she is a leadership and team consultant and a coach too. So she's a very busy woman. And she founded FreeWH in 2013 after a career in the energy industry. And she's held many senior positions and leading liberated remote teams too. And now, Lucy has always believed that great leaders stand on the shoulders of the giants they create and puts people and teamwork at the heart of the business strategy. So we're going to learn so much from Lucy today. I'm really excited to hear. But not only that, is she also come from a corporate background and an energy background. She's also the author of the best-selling leadership book, Leadership X. And she's a podcast host too, and we love podcast hosts on this show. And she predicts that the 2020s is a decade for leadership transformation as the boomers retire and a new breed of leaders whose values and purpose are driven will step up and take control and lead with great and huge life-changing impact. She's also been a contributor on BBC Radio and national TV, and she's warm, approachable, and quickly creates a safe space. And she wants to inspire a generation to lead with purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lucy. Lucy, welcome.
Oh, it's wonderful hearing all those words back at, and that's all I want to do is to create some purpose and to get people to keep their purpose.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm just really excited to have you on the show and just to speak to you and learn from you too. It's just really, really, really just such a great honor to have you here. And I wanted to kind of start off, like, there's so much things I can ask you, but we're only going to keep it short and sweet on this podcast, definitely. I wanted to ask you, because obviously we want to talk about how to improve our speaking, because over the last few months, it's been huge. Like, how do you speak? Can you speak effectively online? How is it different from speaking face to face? And some people are finding it a struggle to just really cope with this new normal of speaking, engaging, and being an effective speaker online and stuff. So the first thing I wanted to ask, just a real basic one, is like, why is it important to improve the way you speak?
Well, in terms of humans, our first ways of interpreting information, the first one is visual. So we look at what's around us and take so much information. And the second one is through what we hear. And so therefore, if we want to try and communicate our thoughts, our intentions, our requests, we need to use our power of communication. And I say communication rather than just speaking, because it is more than that. It is about your tone. It's your body language. It's about the kind of words that you use. So it's absolutely critical. And I've been to, you know, I've been to conferences where I'm thinking this is an amazing speaker, and they've just completely missed their audience. So their content might have been amazing, but they were using words that should have been in some PhD manual rather than just talking to people. Yeah. And you just switch off. You lose your train of thought and you just start going on Facebook instead. So that's why, you know, learning to speak effectively is really about, you know, trying to make sure that you're being able to convey your message, knowing your audience, and leaving them with whatever your desired outcome was, whether it was a feeling, an intention, a piece of information, an instruction. It's not rocket science, but most people don't deconstruct what a conversation actually is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And yeah, that kind of leads me to think, just what tips would you suggest to someone who struggles in this area of being confident in public speaking? Like, was it something that you had to train up in, or did you have a natural gift and talent for speaking? And what tips would you give to someone who really struggles with it right now?
Well, it's quite funny because I've always been a confident speaker. Mm-hmm. I got made head girl when I was, 15, because... It was huge, big deal. But the teacher said, you know, we knew you'd have the confidence to speak publicly, but also speak to anybody, you know, whether it's the governor, as a parent, or a student. So I've always had these skills. However, standing up on stage and doing my very first speech was terrifying. It was awful. And I never forget the fear and the dread that was within me. Mm-hmm. And even now, after God knows how many years of doing it, I still get the butterflies. I still get the nerves. So it never goes away. But rather than, you know, thinking, I'm no good at this, I can't do this, it's actually, yes, you can. But just know that everybody struggles, and you know, these feelings that you've got are not alien to everybody. Everybody experiences them, but the difference is that the other people go ahead and try it. I remember when I was working for the energy industry, and I was a newly elected leader, and they said, well, we want you to go and do this speech, and I think it was 400 or 500 people in the room. It was the biggest audience I'd ever had. I was like, yeah, I can do that. And then afterwards I was like, oh my God, what have I timed that for? And I was absolutely terrified, but I prepared my slides, and they went beautifully. At the last minute, one of the other leaders, the other speakers, couldn't make it, and they said, oh, could you just read my slides? And the slides that were in front of me, I just had brain freeze. I couldn't, because they weren't my words. They weren't my message. So that's one of the first things that I would say to anybody in building confidence. Write your own material in a way that it's your words that you understand. And don't try and be somebody else that you're not. And as you're writing them or preparing them or standing in front of a mirror, you know, it's just about practice. Don't try and put too many long words in there that you wouldn't use in their language, because you're just going to trip over them. So that was one of the first things, you know, I would say. So first thing, know that everybody gets nerves, but they just get out in there and do it. The second thing is prepare and speak in your own language, because that just takes so much pressure away. But the final thing really is confidence comes by trying something and doing it, and then learning and reflecting and doing it better. We don't just naturally become confident. So when I first started doing, you know, Facebook Lives and things like that, I was so terrified that I actually set up a secret group, and we were just doing it in this little group, just with me and two other people, just to get practice. Start small, start in a safe environment, and then build it up. Of course you can go Big Bang Theory and go for it, but actually, why put yourself under that unnecessary pressure? Small steps, I would say.
Definitely, that sounds really good. So those are really brilliant tips, like writing your own material. And I love that you were able to say you were very comfortable and fluent when you spoke on your own notes, and then when you had to use a second speaker's notes, you kind of had a block and stuff. So write your own notes, make it personal, practice, and be yourself as well, because sometimes some people take on this different persona when they go on stage or on a call, or I'm not too sure, become like a bit of an actor or stuff, but not a great one. If you're going to act, make it even better than who you normally are. Definitely. I really love that tip. Practice, be yourself. And I love that you said that everyone gets nerves, because you can see the greats, like you see, you know, like Tony Robbins, you'll see him, and I'm sure, and he probably does share that he does get nerves and stuff, but he just, yes, I can do it, and just does it, you know.
He does this pumped up routine before he goes on stage every time.
Really?
He does exercises to get it up, because again, he knows he needs that presence. And just going in and it's preparing for that performance again. And you know, before any interview that he goes on, you know, he makes sure that he's got the questions beforehand, so he can just play them out before. You know, that they're not confident and they're not brilliant speakers by accident.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I love that what you said, because that also goes to your point when you said, like, to practice, keep it simple, and confident comes by kind of going over again, knowing your material, getting comfortable, learning it, even the mistakes as well, and then improving on those, definitely. And I like that you just mentioned about Tony Robbins does that kind of pre-talk rituals. Are there any that you do that you could share with our listeners that really help you, or that you've seen or trained other clients in?
Yeah, so before any interview, so even like before today, talking to you, I set up my little studio as such, and I always write notes of key points. So I've got my little note paper here.
And nice.
Key words. I probably won't even look at it, to be honest, but it's there just as a mental thing, like if I need it.
Yeah.
And then beforehand, if I know I'm being recorded, I always do a mini test version on myself. So I'll go into Zoom and record myself and just get in the flow, just 5 minutes, just to find myself. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit like, you know, I'm, you know, Usain Bolt.
Before
he gets, you know, he starts the race, you can see him on the start line, he's jumping about and stretching, he's getting ready.
Yeah.
So it's me getting those muscles, those speaking muscles going, so that when I come on, I'm ready and I'm poised.
Yeah, definitely. He's one of my favourite athletes, Usain Bolt. And I love, like, you see him getting prepped and he's having cheeky jokes, but all of that is the kind of get ready kind of thing. I love it.
And that's what I say to all of my clients whenever you're doing anything, you know, whether it's you're going to go and give some feedback to somebody, or you're going to do a speech, or you're going to chair a meeting. Mm-hmm. Just that 5 minutes beforehand, just get yourself in the zone.
Yeah.
What I can see in a lot of organizations is you just go from one meeting and bounce to the next meeting and bounce to the next one. And you're almost not, you're taking the energy from the last thing you were doing into the next one. So whatever it is, even if it's just going to the toilet, and just, you know, putting yourself in the cubicle and just doing a few breathing things or whatever it is. And one of the other things for people who are really terrified, and I'm going to put signpost them to a TED talk by Amy. So Amy Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y, she talks about the power pose, but it's brilliant, 20 minutes worth viewing. But she basically says that your body language impacts your feelings. So if you like stand like this, or put your hands on your hips and stand up just for a couple of minutes, it sends signals to your brain that I've got this, I'm powerful, I'm in control. Do that with some breathing exercises, just 2 minutes, and you will feel the difference. So
yeah,
go to the cubicle, because you're walking around doing this, you might get some fun.
I love that. That's really, really helpful. Definitely about getting into the zone, because often in this time of like new normal and working online and video calls, you can often be booked back to back to back to back, and you don't kind of stop and think, okay, let me stop, pause. Let's just leave that vibe or that energy into that last meeting. Stop, go to the toilet, stretch. I love the power pose you said about Amy Cuddy on the TED talk. That sounds really brilliant, because your body will tell your mind what it needs to do and get into the zone. I love that. And that's really, really breakthrough.
One of the problems I see, unfortunately, and it happens in meetings, but particularly on these Zoom meetings that we all seem to be having a lot of, is when there's lots of different people on there and you're just a little box.
Yes.
Try to find when to speak,
and
how to interrupt
privacy.
And so, of course, you've got the chat box where you can just say, I've got a question for you. So hopefully you can have a facilitator who's managing that. So if you're not confident speaking up, use the chat box, or say, can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Or you've got the hand raising emoji that you can put up. But sometimes it's just a case of, excuse me, I need to say something.
Yeah.
Or I'll just say, don't be apologetic, I'm sorry, you know, because that's giving your power away.
Yeah.
I need to say something. Excuse me, can I interrupt? I need to add something to that, and actually just volunteer it, and then just pause for the other speaker to stop, and then go into what you need to say. Because there's nothing more awkward than talking over somebody and
Panning
back and forth.
Yeah.
So that, that's one of the advice I'd give when doing those kind of meetings.
That's a really great tip, because sometimes in the kind of team or group meetings, it's like the lead will kind of lead and stuff, and it's like any other question, you're like, oh, I'm not sure. Then it's like, okay, let me say. But I like the way you say to kind of introduce that I need to share something, I need to speak, rather than, sorry, can I share? Sorry, yeah, because it's like,
I apologize.
Your point is valid. If you're sorry, don't say it, you know. As I always think, that's good. Just changing the word, changing the dialogue to even just sound more confident as well from your own ears. Definitely. I really love that. It's really, really helpful, definitely. And so we just mentioned about kind of like just the tips and rituals that you use to kind of prepare yourself and what you advise clients on and stuff if they struggle in confident speaking. And I'll be grateful for the link for the TED Talk so I can share it with the listeners. I'll put that into the show notes, definitely. And it kind of leads me on to another question that I was thinking of as well. Like, how do you learn or train to speak effectively on all the different media platforms that you're heard on? Because you're heard on such a huge variety. And like, how, what tips and advice do you train yourself? What would you advise others to do to really sharpen up?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, because there are so many different platforms out there. But I suppose I'd go back to the first point, which is about knowing your audience. So if you're going out there on LinkedIn, for example, which is seen as a bit more professional, you need to basically show up as being a professional version of you. So it's not, you know, just completely suited and you put a different mask on. It's still you, but you conduct yourself in a different way. Whereas if you're on Insta, you can turn up, you know, in your local cafe or just without your hair done and everything like that. Because it's supposed to be a much more of a natural kind of vibe. And, you know, different rules for Facebook and Twitter. So really the first thing is know your audience, know the group that you're in or who's going to be tuning in. And then use the words, the backgrounds, the images that reflect what will make them feel safe. And this is it. It's about creating those safe environments where they actually, you know, you're welcoming them into your world. So you want it to be inviting. So again, make sure your tone, your body language, and all of that is inviting. One of the things that I see, there's two cardinal sins that I see people do on different social media in particular. They either have it too polished, so it feels just like an advertisement. It is just dull and people do switch off. Or they just talk 10 to the dozen and they just don't shut up. Now, the human brain actually zones out naturally after about 15 to 18 seconds. And that's because what's going on in your brain at the time is our ability to process information does last about 15 seconds. So I might be talking to you, and what you probably haven't realized is every couple of seconds you'll zone out and just think, what does she mean by that? Or that brought up a picture of something in my mind, and I wonder what question I could ask there. So you've actually zoned out of what I've said, and then you go back in the room. So the speakers need to put those natural pauses in. And you know, even like that pause I just did there, just 2 seconds, just to allow the brain to catch up.
Definitely, that's a good tip. That's a really good tip, just kind of going over that. About, I love what you said about, because there's so many different platforms you can speak on and have a voice on, and just really know your audience, and know the group who you're speaking to, and what does the platform require of you. Because as you said, like LinkedIn is a different kind of presentation of yourself than what you do on IG, on Instagram, etc. And I love that you said, you know, to be mindful of like the words you use, the tone you say and stuff, and making the listeners feel safe. I haven't heard it expressed like that. Make the listeners feel safe. If someone feels safe, they'll trust more, engage more, communicate more, and just give more. Definitely. I really like that. You know, just be mindful of the words and stuff. And I know what you mean with where either it's too polished and it looks like, you know, like almost like a mosaic on Instagram. Some people's so beautiful. And I was like, what if you have a whim post? And she's like, I want to just post this and stuff. It's like, not allowed. But I really like that you mentioned it doesn't have to be so polished, because whose life really is polished like that? Definitely. Instagram nine scales things. And then the other side is talking too much, and I can definitely relate, because even like just as we were on the conversation, you had mentioned something, as you said rituals, and I thought, oh, I want to jump into rituals and stuff. We kind of went off of our key questions, but it added to it and stuff. And I like that it's to definitely give pauses and stuff. And I usually talk about giving pauses for like dramatic effect, but I also like what you mentioned about allow the brain to pause and catch up and then go on and stuff. That was really, really very, very helpful. And the zoning out, it definitely does happen. I can zone out probably even quicker than that. So I'm always thinking of something else. And then just to really, I like you said, just natural pauses like you would when you're normally talking, just to be natural on these platforms. Because sometimes, like we've mentioned, some people have like a fake character online and things. You just want to be realistic, although these are manufactured platforms, etc. Yeah, definitely. I really love that. That was really, really.
And you know, in essence, the way that I see it is, if I'm doing any kind of speaking gig, or whether it's on stage or talking to you here or on my podcast, if somebody was to meet me in the pub or in the street, I want them to be able to say, oh, it's Lucy, and then just get that same version of me back. I don't want it to be manufactured, and then the person they actually meet, it's like a completely different character. And so that's where, you know, your confidence comes, because you're just being yourself. And you've had years to practice being that person.
Yeah, definitely. Just be yourself, really and truly. Yeah, because it's quite hard and quite a big shift in energy when you have to pretend to be this person for this environment and then pretend to be this person, because then I would definitely feel I'd lose my who is who or who am I. Definitely, I think I would. Definitely.
Well, I talk a lot about being authentic, and you know, I've been on big talks, you know, on stages, and I've gone up and I've said, oh, do you know what, I'm feeling a little bit nervous today.
Wow.
Faces here, and you know, and there's people in the audience I really respect, and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then it just takes the pressure off me.
Yeah.
But it also then has that relatability. I was also doing something at a women's business conference, and I got all suited and booted, and I got these lovely brand new shoes on, and they were crippling me. And again, talking about being authentic, and I said, do you know what? I've got to tell you, I'm trying to connect with you, but my feet are killing me. I just took my shoes off, and everyone just clapped, and they were like, oh yes, we know that feeling.
Yeah.
Sometimes being a little bit vulnerable, just speaking the truth, actually just relaxes the audience as well.
Definitely. Because it shows that you're real and you're human and you're really genuine as well. Definitely. I love that. I can definitely relate with like the shoes example, when you're going up to speak and it's like, this is just not working. It's really fighting against me. I would have loved that. I would have definitely been cheering if I'd seen you take a few shoes. I'd be like, oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, get comfortable.
Definitely. Yeah. So thanks so much for that question. That really, really helped me to understand more like about, you know, kind of presenting like the genuine self, like online, whatever platform we choose to go on. And then just moving on to our like kind of final question. I can't believe we've gone through everything so quickly. Just moving on to, if you could explain a little bit more just about any new exciting things that are happening in your business or any projects that you're working on or events that our listeners might be interested in staying in touch to find out more.
Well, I think I've got mainly three core things that I'm doing. So obviously you can get, you can get my book Leader X.
Yeah.
And you can listen to my own podcast. Yes. But what's new and exciting is I'm about to launch Series 3. And Series 3 is all about the future of work. Mm-hmm. So we've talked so much about how to cope during this pandemic and what's it like in lockdown. And I'm trying to get leaders to be visionary and to start actually creating their future. So we've got some amazing topics coming up, for everything from branding to leadership to AI. So there's loads of different topics. So excited about that. And it's just the Leader X podcast. I'm also launching my online platform. Mm-hmm. And that's basically anything to do with leadership teams, lots of mini courses. Mm-hmm. So you can find that on my website, 3wh.uk.com. Mm-hmm. And the final thing is that I'm doing, because of the way that we're working now, I've got a lot more capacity to do one-to-one coaching, because I'm not under people. Yeah. And a lot of what I do is work with people who are either trying to take a step up to their next career. So it's building up confidence and trying to understand their skills and their strengths, or it's working with leaders who are already in that position and want to do something different, lead differently and transform. So there's three really cool things that I'm up to that excite me at the moment.
Yeah, they sound exciting. So you've got your book. Could you show the book again? You put it up really quickly.
Oh, very quickly.
So yay, LeaderX, nice. Yeah. That is brilliant, excellent. So there's the book that's out and the podcast, which is out on all platforms, LeaderX is there. That sounds exciting. And it sounds really exciting, like your online platform, how that's going to have so much like energy and resources and help on there. Like, you know, I like that you're moving into the zone of coping with being a visionary in this new normal or new lifestyle of working. And I love the thing that you talked about with AI, because I've been working for a lot of different AI companies with my voiceover work, and I can really see how huge that's going to grow to. And definitely, like with the one-to-one coaching, that's so great that now that things have changed slightly in the working kind of routine, that you can
get, that means I can help more people.
Help more.
Amazing.
Definitely. So great. So great. And I love that the vision that you've got for like leaders, how they're going to be leading and giving advice and support and training. That's going to be so exciting. I really want to have you on again in a few months' time to say, like, how did it go? How are things going?
And well, now we're connected, you know where I am. I'd love
definitely.
To
Yeah, it was so great. Thank you so much, Lucy, for coming on the show today. I've learned so much and it's really been great to learn, and I'm sure my listeners have too. And just want to say, if there's any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners before you go.
The only thing I want to say is, to build your confidence, all you need to do is take one small step at a time.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lucy, for coming on the show today. It's been such a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, okay, thank you so much for listening, watching, reading the podcast, etc., all about speaking tips. I hope you learned so much and they're going to be putting stuff into practice this very day, this week, this month. Come on, we've given you so much good information, you need to go and do something with it. All I'd ask for you to do is, you know the drill. If you haven't already, please subscribe, like, do a nice review for me. Let me know what you liked about today's podcast, where you think I can improve, whatever help do you want, what do you want to hear or see being done in my next upcoming podcast or videos, let me know. So whatever platform you're listening, please feel free to do a review. And you know, you can always get hold of me on Leanne@leannesvoice.com. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast.